You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Hello, friends. Let's talk the vibe this week. Gosh, it's like blinking, you miss it, isn't it? I cannot believe we are already transitioning out of Gemini season. So this ep, I'm going to talk into the archetype of Cancer, the crab, the mother, the moon. Cancer season will be hitting us on the 22nd, hitting us for lack of a better term. Cancer season hits on the 22nd of June. And we are shifting from air energy of Gemini, the archetype of Gemini being very much about cognition, thought, communication, fast pace, processing. I'm talking with my hands as I say this, which is very Gemini, into the watery depths of Cancer. Now, I have such an interesting relationship with this archetype, and I have to acknowledge that in the past, it's mainly been a challenged relationship because before I even knew the depths of astrology like I do today, the Cancerian figures in my life have always been my most challenging. So both of my parents are Cancerian. They're born a week apart. Happy birthday, Mom. Happy birthday, Dad. I've also got incredible people in my life who are Cancerian. I have a lot of Cancerian people in my life. It is the archetype that I attract a lot of in my space to learn from. My right-hand woman, Jess, who we've been working with each other for, what is it now, Jess? 6 years? Yes. That wasn't Jess. She's not here. But Jess is Cancerian. I've got beautiful friends of mine, like close friends who are Cancerian. I don't have an issue with Cancerians at all. It's just, it is the archetype that I have felt the most challenge with in my life. And I'm sure you can all relate to that one sign. It could be Leos. I was saying this to my friend the other day. I'm like, notice that I really don't have that many Leo friends. Because Leo energy can be really intense. For some people, it's Leos. For some people, it's Gemini. For some people, it's Scorpio. I think for a lot of people, it's Scorpio because they don't understand. Meanwhile, I'm here like trying to collect more Scorpio friends because I think you guys are sick. But for me, it's always been Cancer mostly. And when I found out what your Chiron placement was, it all started to make sense because I've mentioned this before in previous episodes. Our Chiron placement in our natal chart it's points to our wounding. It's the part of us that wants to be healed and the part of us that will keep butting heads against in our life. And that doesn't change. Your Chiron placement doesn't change. So it's constant lessons. And for me, when I found that my Chiron was in Cancer, I'm like, oh, well, of course. I think my mum's son is directly on my Chiron. It's like deep mother wounding stuff. In that Cancer is often referred to as the mother archetype. Cancer is represented by the crab. Cancer's ruling planet is the moon. So we can look at all of these parts as I dive into the depths of Cancer season, which we will be shifting into in the next couple of days and we'll be journeying with for a month. And the first thing to note is Cancer is a water sign. So we're shifting from the air sign of Gemini into water. So as I said at the beginning, we are shifting from cognition to emotion. Any of the water signs, we have Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio, they journey to the depths of emotional states of being. So they're less inclined to live in their head and more inclined to feel things deeply. And this is where Cancer can get the unfair criticism of being a crybaby, basically. For lack of a better term. because they feel so deeply. They feel so deeply. And Cancer, the archetype represented by the crab, if you have a Cancerian in your life and they have felt things really deeply, you'll know they do this. They retreat into their shell when they don't feel safe. And it is only when they feel safe that they emerge and you're able to feel the full spectrum of them. So it's just an interesting one when you look at Cancer ruled by water, deep, deep emotional feeler, and then the crab energy of the hard exterior when inside they are just soft and mushy. And that is what Cancer season is all about. It's about us getting in touch with our inner realms, our emotional states of being. So for instance, if you are like me and you have very little water, I am all earth, air, and fire. If you have very little water in your chart, then a water energy like Cancer season can feel more challenging because it is inviting us into the depths of our emotional states. And that doesn't mean we're going to be crying every day. Although if you spend a little bit more time crying this Cancer season, you're right on point. This is about not being afraid of the depths of our emotions. It's not wronging ourselves for the depths of what we feel. Cancer is also deeply connected. I mean, any of the water signs are deeply connected with our intuition. So Cancer is a very intuitive sign. I was only having a chat with a friend on social media today and she mentioned she was a Cancer moon in passing. And I was like, oh, well, you're psychic. She's like, yeah, I'm coming to realize that. So I look at anyone with strong Cancerian placements, particularly, and I obviously was taught this through my beautiful teacher, Jules Ferrari, but particularly if they have a Cancer moon or if they have Cancer in the 8th house or the 12th house, That is a big indicator of a psychic ability. Just any Cancerian, you know, Cancerian sun or anyone with strong Cancerian placements. I mean, my mum has 4 or 5 Cancer placements. If they have Cancer Mercury in the 4th house, for instance, like strong psychic intuitive energy. So this is a season to really good time for me to be launching psychic studies again. Did not even think that until right this second. But it's a psychic season. It's an intuitive season. And while you look at the archetype of Pisces, another water sign, very intuitive, Pisces is connected with the dreamscape when it comes to intuitive download. The reason I'm sharing that is Cancer is different. Cancer is through emotion. It's through, I guess, the ability to empathize. And a challenge that could come with a strong Cancerian archetype, strong Cancerian energy would be feeling everyone else's stuff and getting really lost in the feeling of what is someone else's versus what is actually not yours to carry. Another challenge that Cancerian energies and the Cancerian archetype can butt heads with, particularly maybe Cancer season, this could be something that you could invite yourself to witness more of, is where we play victim. And I promise you, this isn't a criticism of Cancerians in general. It's just that every sign has its undercurrent and its shadow that wants to be illuminated into light. And oftentimes this retreating into the shell that Cancerian energy illuminates is the energy of victimhood and the energy of everyone's out to get me, everyone's talking about me, everyone hates me. And that's actually not the truth. So something that can be witnessed in this Cancer season, or where are you playing out? Where is that dialogue playing out in your life? Where is victimhood ruling your life, where you feel victimized by other people when you're actually perhaps creating that victimhood in your own experience? I almost feel like speaking this, and again, this is my challenge with the archetype. It's no one else's fault, but it almost feels like I have to speak very gently about this archetype because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. That's big Cancer energy, right? It's sensitive. It's hypersensitive. And that is a beautiful gift, especially when it comes to intuition. It can also be a challenge when the hypersensitivity is misdirected and it almost could lend itself to being afraid to socialize or being afraid to leave the house through fear of other people's criticisms, judgments, or intensities of their energies, and through an experience of perhaps taking everything personally. And this is what we can see with Cancer energy, is it can retreat into its shell and become this almost hermit energy of not leaving the house. Cancer rules the fourth house. The fourth house is all around the home environments, our childhood, our inner child, our relationship with our mother, ancestry. Do we see the links here? So Cancerian energy feels very, very comfortable hibernating at home, almost to a fault. Now, I actually am really looking forward to Cancer season, because Gemini season was very much about being social, catching up with all the people, having all the conversations, doing all of that, that very summer-esque energy. Whereas Cancer season, at least in the summer, southern hemisphere, feels very fitting that it falls in winter, because it does lend itself to a desire to hibernate that little more. It does lend itself to that homebody energy. Cancer is the mother archetype. So this is a time to really self-mother, to self-nurture. And when I think about these things, like something I've already noticed filtering into my week is more and more cooking. As you know, guys, I'm loving the cooking at the moment, but this is a time to get in the kitchen and make beautiful pots of broth and soups and stews, and really self-nurture in literal nourishment, ways that you nourish, but also, can you contemplate how your inner child desired to be mothered, and how can you mother your inner child in that way now? This is the season of deep inner healing in our relationship with our inner child, in our relationship with our own mother or mother figure or mother figures, in the way that if you are a mother, in the way that you mother, all of these themes are going to be coming to light in subtle yet powerful ways in this season. And it will depend on where Cancer falls in your chart, in terms of which house or houses it straddles, to give you more of an idea of the flavors. So for me, I actually have quite a strong Cancer energy in my chart because it's in my first house. I have Cancer and Jupiter in the first house, Jupiter and Cancer, sorry, in the first house. And the first house is how, you know, it's your force, it's your will, it's your determination. It's also how people perceive you, right? So for me, I actually do have this quite Cancerian, maternal, nurturer energy. And it's so funny because I always have been like the mum of the friendship group, looking after my friends and having a little bit more responsibility than I've kind of needed. And also obviously my intuition I owe to the strong Cancerian flavors in my chart. I also have a fourth house moon, so fourth house being Cancerian. So there, that I can see is going to play out for me in this season of, yeah, the way that I am mothering my little girl and also the way I'm mothering myself. Cancer season is the season of self-parenting, self-mothering. So how are you nurturing yourself? What are your self-care practices? If you could marry all of the flavors of Cancer and almost like marry all of the traits of Cancer season, it would be developing a self-nurturance practice that connects you inward and with your intuition and takes you out of victimhood and the stories that you're telling yourself that other people think of you that actually are stories and not truths. Yeah. So it is a season of deep inner work, but also catch yourself when the hibernation has come too far and maybe you're becoming a little bit more of a hermit than ideal. I mean, I'm a hermit through and through. I love it. I didn't leave the house today and I was like, this is the best day of my life. So there's no wronging self about it. And especially if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's a great time to go inward, literally and literally and metaphorically, because it is a time to go slower and slow down, but also not judge self for when the emotional depths do and will arise. And what is your process of mothering yourself through those emotional depths? Because Cancer's a water sign, it's really nice to work with water. So that could be immersing yourself in bodies of water. That could be a beautiful bath ritual once a week or a couple of nights a week if you have the luxury of that. That could be going for your morning swims, even though it's cold outside. That could be, any kind of practice, keeping your hydration up, you know, any kind of practice, a foot soak, like anything that involves water feels really beautiful. and anything that involves you sitting and feeling your emotions. And so what processes do you have to move emotion through? Is it a journaling practice? Is it a body work practice? How are you moving emotion? Is it ceremony? How are you moving emotion through your body? And also, how are you connecting in with your intuitive self? What are the practices you have that discern what your energy feels like and what the energy of someone else feels like? So you know that when you're, you know, putting on your empath hat, it's not derailing you. You know, I know a lot of us can resonate with being the empath or the highly sensitive person. And it is a beautiful gift of sensitivity, and it also can absolutely derail us, because if we're constantly in states of empathy or high sensitivity for other people, then it's exhausting and our nervous system can feel really rattled by it. So this is about taking responsibility for perhaps your heightened sensitivities this season and catching yourself in this almost like, I guess sometimes it can be this downward spiral of getting caught up in the energy outside of self. And what are you doing to release that? What are you doing to come back inward? How are you channeling your intuitive knowings? What is your relationship with your intuition? Are you claircognizant? And we'll talk about intuition in the episode this Friday. So I'll go into detail on Friday, but yeah, what are your intuitive gifts? Are you claircognizant? Are you clairsentient? Are you clairvoyant? How are you cultivating these gifts? How are you tapping into these gifts? How are you using them then for yourself before giving to others? That's the other thing with Cancerian energy. They are so nurturing. They are so maternal that they tend to care to a fault. They derive meaning and purpose from putting everyone else first and then leaving nothing for themselves. And then that can leave them feeling bitter and resentful and in that state of victim. But everyone else around them is just going, oh my gosh, this beautiful Cancerian person in my life is just giving, 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 giving. How amazing. And little crab over here is going, what about me? No one's thinking about me. And the lesson of this season is you have to think about you, and you have to think about where you're directing all of this beautiful energy of nurturance. And guess what? It has to go to you. It has to go to you. And how are you doing that? Happy Cancer season. Happy birthday to my crabs listening. So the things you want to look at in your chart to see where this is impacting you personally this season is you want to see if you have any personal planets in Cancer. So a reminder, your personal planets are your sun, your moon, your Venus, your Mars, your Mercury, and your ascendant. You also want to have a look at, yeah, if you have any of the other planets in Cancer, they'll add a certain flavor to your chart for sure, like my Jupiter in Cancer. You also want to look at the house. Even if you have no planets in Cancer, that's okay, because Cancer will fall in one or two houses. So what house is that falling in for you, and what are the flavors of that house? So, you know, as I mentioned, Cancer falls in the first house for me. But the other thing to also have a look at, if you're curious, is do you have any planets in the fourth house, and what planets are those? Because that fourth house energy also lends itself to Cancerian energy, that homely energy. Like, that's the other thing I haven't really touched on, but Cancer is about the home, you know, the home environment, making a house a home. Really, that's what Cancer energy is. It's bringing in the energy of nurturance in the family unit and with, yeah, at how you parent. And if you're not a parent, it's how you parent yourself. And yeah, it's there are beautiful lessons in this one. My biggest challenge with Cancerian energy is twofold, actually. The first challenge for me, and I know this because of my Chiron, the first piece is the self-mothering piece and the self-nurturance piece. I find it much more comfortable to give to everyone else and to mother everyone else than to do that to myself or for myself. And that's why you'll notice with me, if you've been journeying along with me for a while now, that I'm constantly teetering on the edge. Not constantly, I'm much better than I used to be, but teetering on the edge of burnout, or I'm teetering on the edge of like complete depletion. And it's because for me, the self-nurturance piece is always the first piece to go. And that's very strongly, I believe, connected to my Chiron and Cancer, which is here to teach me to mother myself. The other challenge I find with Cancerian energy that plays out in my life is the energy of victimhood. And so for me, it's always an indicator when I'm feeling charged or some sort of frustration with the energy of victimhood, it's always a cause for me to look at myself. And you guys know the saying, you know, for every finger you point, there are three pointing right back at you. And so for me, it is around when I get worked up about other people being in their victimhood, where am I playing that out in my own life? Or where am I placating or allowing victimhood to play out? Not necessarily in my own life, but, you know, with other people in my life. And how can I break that drama triangle? So, you know, Cancer for me, very big teacher, very big teacher. And I'm curious. I actually quite enjoy Cancer season as much as it's a teacher for me, because I love the homely vibes. I love the slow cooking vibes. It's different to Taurian energy. I know it can sound kind of similar, but remember, Taurus is an earth sign and Cancer is a water sign. So much more sensitive energy, much more intuitive energy. And it's a really, I actually think it's a really beautiful energy to be in when you are nailing it well. And I know some phenomenal Cancerians that are guides and intuitives and psychics and really incredible reads of other people. And the gift of this archetype is, how are you channeling that wisdom in a constructive way and not forgetting yourself in the process? Happy Cancer season, friends. I'll be back in your ears on Friday and we'll talk all things intuitive development, psychic development. Yeah, it feels like the perfect time to go there. I literally didn't even have a plan of attack as to what I'm going to talk about this Friday, and then it landed. It's perfect, perfectly timed with Cancer season. I'll speak to you guys on Friday. Bye.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.